I want you to have your volume high enough that outside thoughts will not interfere with your concentration. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up clear-headed and respond properly. Remember that I am on your side and you are safe here. I will do nothing to harm you or encourage you to harm yourself. I forbid you to make sudden changes in your life based on hypnosis from this or any other source. Let us begin. The purpose of this trance is to remind you of the necessity of maintaining your lifestyle. You must continue to nurture both your feminine lifestyle and your femininity in the long term. Allow yourself to enter a peaceful and quiet state of mind. There is no other world around you except the sound of my voice. There is only you, your femininity, and I. As you listen to my voice, allow yourself to enter restful relaxation where your subconscious mind is receptive to change. Imagine that you are floating on a cloud that is so sensual you feel as if you have been reborn. When you are inside of this cloud, you are only aware of the dim light passing through it and the images my voice creates. You must tune everything else out and only allow my voice to enter you. Do not worry about time. Time will take care of itself. Allowing my words to become a part of your natural everyday thoughts will help you to gain the confidence necessary to develop your femininity. All you have to do right now is listen carefully to each word as you drift into trance. Let yourself go and allow yourself to drift as deep as possible into trance. You will only concern yourself with the positive benefits your femininity will bring to a gay relationship. My voice will help you create these new thoughts. You will listen to my words because they are the pathway to your femininity. This is why my voice is the most important thing in your feminine world. Do not allow any other activity in your mind. Instead, allow yourself to drift away into peaceful silence. The only mental activity you have is to become one with my words. Trance is like a daydream where your thoughts leave your mind and you stare off into emptiness, allowing my voice to fill in the silence. There are no games, secrets, or roles to play. There is only my voice operating within your subconscious. My voice will help you to embrace the feminine sexual desires that live within you. You are safe here with me. The world's noises and distractions are meaningless. You will only hear my voice because it is the most important thing to you. There is no need for anything else. There is nothing in your world but my voice. My words are entering your subconscious. You will let your mind be absolutely still. You will let no outside sounds enter. Allow yourself to become tranquil and calm, and enjoy being motionless and limp as my words enter your subconscious. The more you relax, the deeper you will go. Keep your mind completely still and allow your femininity to guide you. As you drift softly in your warm sensual cloud, let my words flow into you. You will continue to enrich your life by experiencing the world through your own feminine thoughts and visions. You will not be afraid to bring your feminine self to the surface in socially acceptable situations. Your femininity is like a puzzle. All of the pieces of the puzzle are within you. The idea of you passing yourself off as a masculine guy is just silly. In fact, You are so easy to read, you are more likely to be called honey than dude. Understand that you are a very sexy and lovable feminine gay boy. Even though you are not a public cross-dresser, you love the feel of feminine clothing. You love the feeling of living your femininity. And you sense you would be perfectly happy with a man who understands the femininity you will bring into the relationship. Now let us discuss your role when you have a daddy. You probably know by now that your emotional gender can be quite feminine when properly stimulated. This is also why your femininity comes to the surface when you are sexually aroused. This arousal causes you to automatically default into your feminine persona when a virile man is near. This is your subconscious way of signaling him that you are approachable. Expressing your femininity is necessary if you hope to meet your own alpha male daddy someday. As a feminine gay boy, there simply is no other relationship that fits you. Your masculinity is so feeble it only gets in your way. Gay guys who are attracted to feminine boys like us are often called daddies. A daddy will appreciate you being your most feminine self, so why not give in and be his boy? It is time to stop being miserable. Accept your femininity and appreciate the benefits of having a daddy. Enjoy what it means to be daddy's girly little fuck muffin. Being on your back with daddy pounding his cock into you is who you were born to be. Those of us with alpha daddies can tell you that you have a lot to look forward to. At one time you probably thought when you were in bed with a man, you were expected to be quiet and not sound all girly. That will change when you become daddy's sweet boy. He expects you to voice those cute moans and cries that hide within you. Your girly squeals and groans let him know that he is a skillful sex partner and he is pushing all the right buttons. And if someone is listening, understand that he wants others to know he is having sex with you and you are loving it. Do not disappoint him. Go ahead and give his audience something to listen to. It also warns other guys to treat daddy's boy with respect. You are spoken for. We feminine sissy boys are different than most gay guys. We do not see ourselves as true men because we do not care to be regarded as equals. Our feminine brain prefers that our man be in charge of man things. We are okay doing the chores a woman usually does. Guys like us are attracted to men who want the natural submissiveness of feminine partners like us. We do not want to be manly and we are not stoic. We welcome a man's touches and hugs, and we need their support and reassurance. We gain our strength by being like a traditional couple. We tend to stay with the man that we are having intercourse with, as long as he continues to treat us right and remains faithful. Our femininity allows us to inhabit the space that hetero women occupy in straight relationships. And like a woman, we enjoy femming up for our guy. We love our silk sleep shorts, nighties, teddies, and whatever else daddy likes to see us in. It works for us and it works for our lovers. Boys like us are the perfect partners for men who respect the submissive femininity and gentleness we bring to a relationship. We are free from the burdens of being expected to act like men, or be prejudged to have certain abilities. We can even cry if we want. As a bonus for our men, we are still biologically male and are just as horny as they are. We understand men and their needs better than any woman ever could. In our world we do most of the sucking, and our men do most of the fucking. What is not to love about that? We understand our feminine role is less common in the gay community, but it is the space we fill. Do not despair, there is a class of men who can only feel complete with feminine boys like us. They are our daddies. And daddies love boys like us. And like a woman, when you have a daddy, you will do what it takes to keep his sexuality focused on you and only you. Daddies appreciate your concern. When you have a daddy, your femininity will give you a genuine sense of purpose. In the course of a week or two of getting used to trusting each other, you will bond with your man's sexuality as a feminine boy is expected to. It might take a few days for your repressed emotions to come all the way to the surface, but they must. You will always show your emotions as a feminine boy should. If you feel like crying for joy or sadness, it is perfectly okay for you to do that. A good daddy will take his time and help you get used to being his feminine boyfriend. You need time to grow up and get used to having an actual adult relationship and the responsibilities that go with it. When the day comes that daddy decides you are ready for breeding, he is going to take you to bed and fuck you. And that will be the day you must release your repressed girly emotions and let them come bursting to the surface. I know. You always thought you were supposed to be quiet during sex because you were afraid someone might hear you and think you are having sex. I get it, but daddy enjoys it when his little fuck muffin loses control. Soon your daddy will be fucking you like his own personal little bitch and you will have lost any reservations about being quiet. The lost little sissy boy that is all grown up now finally gets to wrap his little arms and girly legs around his daddy and whine and moan to the heavens as daddy pounds his seed into his girly little boy pussy. Every time your daddy fucks you, he expects you to whimper and moan like a shameless little whore, and he does not care who hears it. Daddy likes it and daddy expects it. And you will do it because you are daddy's feminine sweetheart and you do not care anymore who knows it. You are daddy's girl and if that involves noisy sex, then noisy sex it is. Daddy's cum belongs in you and no one else. Do not worry. Nature will see that you will do your part and he does his. He will be fucking you anytime he feels like it and you will welcome him inside of you and enjoy the intimacy that lovers share. As his sexual tension drains away after his orgasm, you will instinctively hold his cock inside of you so the feminizing chemicals and hormones in his cum can be absorbed by your body. The evolution of alpha men's semen created these hormones in order to stimulate bonding and frequent sexual intercourse. For you as a feminine boy, they work the same way in you as they do in women. They encourage you to become a more sexually receptive feminine boy who is ready and eager for more. And yes, it is okay to be addicted to daddy's cum. Nature designed it that way to keep you coming back for more. After all, in a good year you will be absorbing more than a quart of his cum. Your femininity makes you want to be the object of your man's sexuality and in return he will nourish you with his love and protection. And his cum. You will reach a rhythm in life that you will fight to protect. Soon he will completely dominate the love making until you are so conditioned to him fucking you, If he skips a few days, you will find yourself sitting in a corner crying and blaming yourself. Of course, sweetie, you may let your sissy tears flow anytime you want. Crying will help you become a better sissy boy. Your role in life is to become daddy's perfect sissy, tears and all. Let us also note that you will probably undergo a few physical changes. Your routine gathering of your breast tissue and stretching it will help soften your boy breasts. The regular use of women's beauty products will make your skin soft and feminine. And due to daddy's weight, the constant pounding on your hips may actually make them a little wider. And yes, let's not forget your boy pussy. I know you peek. We all do. It will be a busy little place when you have a daddy. You will certainly notice that your once virgin little hole is no longer round but looks like a cute little oval vagina. What was once tight and round and resisted penetration is now oval and perfectly sized to snuggle around daddy's cock. These changes also symbolize that your relationship with men has forever changed. You have committed yourself to being a happy and well-adjusted feminine partner for a man who loves you. A loving relationship is what everyone looks for. This is how you get yours. Own it. Celebrate it. And if someone doesn't like it, then too bad. You are who you are. As the burden of maleness recedes into the background, it is normal and expected for you to have a connection with your femininity for a few hours after trance. I expect you to take advantage of this time to practice your post-trance femininity. Use this time to enjoy your feminine self. Put on your panties ago and buy yourself some women's skincare products, or go to the mall and buy something cute to wear around the house. Celebrate your femininity. Just play it cool and do not draw negative attention to yourself, and no one will notice, let alone care. And as always, listening to this file as a continuous loop is recommended during relaxation. And so we must now lead you out of trance. At the count of three, you will wake up ready to face the day and enjoy a better and happier life. 1. You are slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 2. You are waking up and conscious thoughts are entering your mind. 3. You open your eyes and yawn and stretch and are fully awake and looking forward to returning again. I hope you will come back soon, sweetie.